For my PM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, February 9th at 8:56, and we have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are pretty quiet here this morning. You know, after a big volatile trade, especially on soybeans late last week, it's been pretty quiet opening here to start the new week. Of course, a couple things looking ahead here. We got a holiday weekend coming for U.S. markets on Monday. China has New Year's holidays starting the 17th, so they'll be off 7 or 8 days as well. So a couple things to keep an eye on here as we move forward. Export inspections will be out this morning. The USDA did announce a sale this morning of 264,000 tons of beans to China. So that didn't offer much new for the market here this morning. I think Friday we did see gulf values continue to firm up a little bit for soybeans. So the question became after that was that new purchases from China with this new announced to President Trump, 8 million metric tons, are still part of the old 12 million metric tons. So I think something that the market's still trying to decipher, of course, clear as mud here this morning on what side of that potential 20. But the market is quite a bit quieter here this morning. We did see a new record amount of volume traded on soybeans, though, on Friday. So we had two of the top trading days ever last week for soybeans. So plenty of volatility right now in the markets. Otherwise, got a crop report out tomorrow. Not expecting a whole lot of change in the numbers. Won't see with no production update for U.S. Corn and soybeans. Not expecting a lot of change there. Likely does increase the Brazil corn and soybean crops, though. So we'll keep an eye on that. As for prices here this morning, March corn at 4.28¾, down a penny and a half. May corn at 4.36¾, that's down 2 cents. March soybeans 11.14¼, down a penny. May soybeans 11.27½, down a penny and a quarter. March soybean meal 298.60, down 5. March soybean oil 56.42, that's up 109. March Chicago wheat 5.28½, down a penny and a quarter. March Kansas City wheat at 5.28¼, that's down 3 cents. Livestock markets are mixed here to start. February cattle 239.87, up 212. April's at 238.95. That's up 170. March feeders 369.30, up 187. April feeders 365.35, up 255. Feb hogs 87.05, down 32. April's 96.95, down 1. Crude oil higher here this morning, as well as the metal markets, but overall pretty quiet start. We'll see if we get some more news to trade off of with that crop report out tomorrow, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. Have a great rest of your day and a good week. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 42 degrees and a south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 34 degrees, a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 50 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 26 degrees, northwest wind 5 miles per hour, and for Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 42 degrees, with a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Currently here in Urbana, fair skies and 24 degrees, feels like 12 degrees with east wind at 14 miles per hour. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.